Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power System Design. Now, last year, we spoke to the International Zinc Association about securing a domestic supply of zinc for the purposes of batteries. And just recently, Hindustan Zinc Limited, India's largest and the world's second largest zinc producer, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Acer Technologies Incorporated, a U.S.-based company specializing in next-gen zinc battery technologies. And on the line to discuss that bit of news and what it means for the industry at large is the International Zinc Association's Executive Director, Andrew Green. So, Andrew, thanks for joining us. And could you go over the broad strokes of this announcement? You know, why is it so significant?
Hi, Jason. It's great to be talking with you again and happy to discuss this. Hindustan Zinc Limited, as you mentioned, is one of the largest zinc producers in the world. They're IZA's largest member. And then you've got that combined with Acer Technologies, which is a leading producer of nickel zinc batteries used in things like power data centers, Department of Defense equipment, including jets and submarines. So they have worked together, signed this memorandum of understanding, which basically provides an assurance of a steady supply of zinc from Hindustan Zinc to Acer Technologies. And then that, I think, serves as the first step in their business relationship. And this could lead to more things like demonstration projects, additional support for expansion of the battery manufacturing and so forth.
Okay. Now, can you discuss India's battery market and its place on the global stage? You know, when most people, especially in this country, when they mention batteries, they're usually referencing China, the U.S., even though the Indian battery market is supposedly worth $7 billion
plus. Right. And I think people are starting to take greater notice, and rightfully so, of India with its overall growing market, and especially on the battery market energy storage side. I was at a conference recently, in fact, where a lot of the leading analysts, the WoodMax and McKinsey's and so forth, were identifying India as the next China, basically. So specific to renewable energy, India has definitely been ramping up its investment in renewable energy and energy storage. It's organized its India Energy Storage Alliance in 2012, and has since then partnered with the U.S. Department of Energy to promote the collaboration between the U.S. and India to help develop a more robust pipeline for energy storage technologies. IZA's member that we were talking about before, Hindustan Zinc, has committed to this energy transition, and with its mining facilities using more renewable solar and wind power, as well as making use of power generated by waste heat. And so this combines perfectly in this new partnership with the zinc battery manufacturer Acer Technologies.
Okay, then you've gotten into energy storage and how important that is. So can you get into India's their clean energy goals specifically? You know, what are they shooting for?
Absolutely. India, I think, has been following and leading in some respects with the rest of the countries that are trying to identify how to reduce carbon emissions and meet some of those goals. So in this respect, India has committed to sustainable development by promoting renewable energy and energy storage. And to do this, they're effectively making use of power generated by the sun and the wind. They recognize you need energy storage mechanisms to work with this wind and solar production. And so, you know, if the sun's not shining, if the wind's not blowing, you have this energy stored, which then can supply the energy needed. So India is actually slated to invest billions of dollars each year now into energy storage over the next 10 years, with a goal overall of having energy, renewable energy, provide 50% of electric power by 2030. So this is an extremely ambitious goal, but I think it's something that they can achieve based on the investment that the government is planning on doing, as well as what the business sector is doing.
Sounds good. And we got into this a little bit last time we spoke, but for those who aren't familiar, maybe you could underline it. What are the main selling points of zinc batteries versus the incumbent solution?
Sure. I love to talk about the advantages of zinc over some of the other technologies out there. Zinc batteries offer high performance at a low cost, to put it succinctly. And this cost continues to decrease as more and more batteries are being produced and the technologies scale up. So zinc is one advantage for zinc over one of the competitors, such as lithium. Zinc is mined globally, and thus you have a secure supply chain, no issues with the supply factor like you have with lithium. Zinc batteries are sustainable. They're recyclable. The zinc batteries last longer than the lithium ion competitors, and they operate within a wider temperature range. And so this makes them ideal for long-duration energy storage in all types of climates. And then on the safety side, unlike lithium batteries, zinc batteries are not flammable. And this safety that's inherent to zinc batteries leads to lower costs of monitoring and maintenance. And so taking all this together, zinc batteries really come out as the top performer.
Okay. And Andrew, before I let you go, how specifically is the International Zinc Association supporting this deal and those like it?
Sure. We launched the Zinc Battery Initiative 4 years ago, recognizing, working with different groups like Avinson and so forth to identify where we thought we could have an impact and help grow the market. And in launching that Zinc Battery Initiative, we've since welcomed 20 members who are zinc battery producers, either at the commercial stage or R&D stage. And these batteries and companies have made remarkable strides in the marketplace since. Just in the last year, a number of our Zinc Battery Initiative members have announced plans to build factories, and this includes companies such as EOS, Zinc 5, eZinc, Inropoli, and zinc battery developers, I think most impressively, have accumulated more than $1 billion in investment from a mix of both private investors and the U.S. government, whether it's the Department of Defense or Department of Energy or other sources. Four of our members were awarded the Department of Energy projects last fall, and we have met with representatives from the DOE in April to accelerate zinc battery commercialization. And I'll be actually speaking at the DOE's fourth annual Energy Storage Grand Challenge Summit next month. So what we've really been trying to do is bring these different groups together and identify the key messaging, look for ways for us to promote. I think part of the issue that we've run into, part of the issue that has been a challenge is just lack of awareness. And so that's why I appreciate the opportunity to be on this podcast with you, just try and get the news out about the advantages that zinc batteries have, the strides that have occurred recently, and the, I think, very exciting future coming ahead.
Of course, and we thank you, Andrew, for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.